The post-match interview.
Lucky enough to be joined by a man who, as I said before the break, three times he did it on the big stage as a premiership player, once with the Kangaroos, twice with the Cats in his 210 games in the hoops. We're lucky enough to be joined by a man who's been part of the K-Rock family this year and, of course, from Fox Footy as well. Cam Mooney. Cam, very good evening to you.
Good evening, Kingy. How is it there? Building nicely, I assume.
Yeah, the crowd building nicely. Where do we find you on preliminary final night? Have you just sort of got a quiet spot to yourself to watch the game?
Well, I'd like a quiet spot, but at the moment I've got seven children in my backyard having a barbecue and they're screaming and yelling. I'm running to kick them out of the house, to be honest, mate.
So tell us your reaction when you found out that Lachie Henderson would be the man to replace Tom Hawkins. Is that the way you would have gone if you were selecting the Geelong side?
Yeah, I would have. On the back of it, I'm not sure Lachie will spend too much time forward. I think Harry will be the one that will push forward. But I think they'll throw the magnets around today, or tonight, to be honest. I think you might see Lachie down there, but more than likely back. As I said, Harry will push down there at times, Dangerfield at times. Wouldn't surprise me even if Stanley goes down there, if Blitzarth goes into the ruck. You know, all of those type of things. I think if they're smart enough, they'll just keep throwing different things at Richmond's defence. Wouldn't be surprised if they just go small and just leave Asava one out as that big man and just even kick it to space, kick it along the ground and let the smalls go to work because they've been so dangerous over the last week or so.
Moons, Chuck, obviously we've been debating all the jigsaw pieces up here. You know, should Danger start out of the square? He did that so well a few years ago in the finals. Who else go? You mentioned Harry Taylor might go down there. Did you have any thought about Gary Rowan coming back? You were so good early in the year, very inconsistent in the second half. Was there any thought in your mind maybe he could provide the X factor?
Look, there was a little bit there, Chuck, but as you said, his form's just really falling away in the second half of the year. And you know, his body's been letting him down. You know, he's had a couple of concussions, or at least a concussion. So right now, I just probably wouldn't feel 100% confident going into a game knowing that he might be my main man out of the goal square. So like I said, I'm happy for them to throw Harry down there. Don't start him there. They might start him there, but I wouldn't start him there. I think Harry's better when he's in the middle of a game and he floats down there and then spends 5 or 10 minutes and then moves down back and then comes forward again. But again, I'd be starting Paddy in the middle. I'd be starting all my guns in the middle. I'd be getting it forward. Yep. I'd be locking it in, putting enormous pressure on their back line.
Moons, Benny Cass, thanks for joining us tonight. Gary Ablett, he's had, by his really lofty standards, a couple of quiet finals. It'd be nice to see him really pull one out tonight.
Yeah, you know what? It's one of those nights, Benny, where you just think to yourself, this just might be the moment where he thinks to himself, this could be my last game of footy. I'm going to give it everything. I remember his last game of footy for Geelong in 2010 in that prelim final. He was probably best on ground. He was our best on ground player anyway. I reckon tonight, after last week's quite a way, he'd be ready just to launch, I think. And I'm really looking forward to seeing how it goes. It might be his last game for the Geelong. Let's hope it's not. But he'll be giving it everything. So let him go in the forward line. You know what? Start him in the square. See what he does.
What's your thoughts, Boons, on him playing next year? A, do you think he will? And B, do you think he should?
I think if the list is... if he's not holding anyone back, absolutely. So I think his year was brilliant, let's be honest. For a guy who's 35, 36 years of age, I think if they look at him and say, look, if you can give us a dozen to 15 games a year and still help develop these younger kids that are around you, Myers, Atkins and all these kind of guys, even the young on-ballers coming through, if he helps them, why not? As far as what he thinks, I think this might be, he might be thinking this might be it. And as you said, you go into all these games when you're, what is he, 36 or 35?
35.
When you're 35 years of age, you go into every game thinking it's pretty much a last. And as I said, I'm sure that's how he'll be playing. And once it's finished, you know, then he'll sit down and go through what he wants to do next year. But as of right now, I would think this is probably his last year.
Moons, P. Ryan here. Tom Hawkins, we all felt for him. You know, he obviously did probably the wrong thing and copped a week at the worst time. What would you do with him tonight? What would you get him doing to help the team perform?
I would get him all week, Pete, and tonight I'd be having him sit in Asava's back pocket until they go onto the footy ground, onto the field, and just helping a young bloke
I remember back in, was it 2009, I got suspended and I left Hawk all by himself and he got absolutely towered up by Brian Lake and Bomber absolutely tore shreds off me because I left this young kid out on the ground, you know, to basically run the forward line, which is unfair by me. And unfortunately for Asava, you know, he's really going to have to step up and be a big man tonight. And I'm talking about a mature man, not just a big bloke. So if I'm Tommy, I'm talking to him before the game. I'm talking to him all week. I'm talking to him at half time. Whenever he can, just keep giving him advice and just keep talking to him. So that would be my advice for him.
Moons, Neildy here. Mate, could you just follow that up a little bit? So you obviously played key forward successfully for a long period of time, and what you're saying about what Hawk should do is fantastic, and you're saying about giving... What would you say? What would you say to Asava this evening?
Neildy, just be... You don't have to be a star tonight. You don't have to kick five for us to win. You don't need to do that. Compete in the air. I remember, as I said a bit earlier, talking about maybe at times just having him one out as that tall in your forward line. Richmond did it beautifully 2 years ago with Jack. You know, he competed in the air. He brought the ball to ground. He marked a few. But more importantly, he brought it down for the young blokes or for those smalls to really go to work. As I said earlier, I think we've got arguably one of the better small forward groups in the competition when they're up and firing. So if he competes, he brings the ball to ground, two-on-ones, he just does everything that he can to make sure the opposition don't mark it. Neildy, I think that will be his role and that will be him doing his job. If he marks a couple and kicks two or three, brilliant, that is excellent. But if he can bring the ball to ground more often than not and get these smalls a chance to either lock it in or get front and centre and kick a couple of goals, I think that's his job and I think that's what Hawks should be really pushing for him tonight to do.
Moons, you played in a colossal era of the Geelong Footy Club and one that potentially, you know, won't be replicated again. Who were a couple of players who just handled finals really well and you knew you were running out with the bloke that was going to play good footy?
Geez, how long have you got here, Vinny? You know, I could start down back with obviously Scarlett, Milburn, Enright, Harley. You push into the middle, you had Ling, who I just thought was... I think everyone knew how great Ling he was, but I still think he was unappreciated about the leadership and the direction that he brought on the field when he was actually tagging the best opposition player and shutting them out. What he would do to direct the other guys was just unbelievable. So we had that guy in the middle. Whenever Lingy was playing, and I think to a man, we'd all say we all felt more comfortable when Lingy was playing. Then you throw in Joel Corey... and all those guys through the middle, obviously young Selwood. And then down forward line, I knew if I looked at Chappie and I looked at Stevie J and they had the eyes ready to go, I was pretty happy. And then you threw in the madman and Maxie Rook and you used to just poke him and wind him up before a game. You'd see the eyes roll on the back of his head and you'd go, Brett, someone's about to get murdered tonight.
And you'd wake up Brad Ottens. Just wake up big Brad and get sent him well, into the
I don't be half a snooze, mate, just before in the team meeting, and I think Bomber would wake him up with a question of, what do you think, Otto? And he'd wake up and go, yeah, sounds good. Absolutely had no idea what Bomber said, but once the big fella got going, I mean, that 2007 prelim just speaks volumes of what Otto brought to our footy group.
Gee, Benny Cass just got a text from Andrew Mackey. Moons has left me out of that.
Oh, yes, Mackey was the other one too.
Pretty disappointed, Mack.
Don't worry. The only problem with Mack was when he had the ball 65 out, there was just no point leading Chuck because he was having a ping, let me tell you.
Now, Moons, I just got one from James Kelly as well, mate. He's not very happy either.
The problem when you start naming Moons.
As you did say, Moons, we'd be here all night and we're about to bounce for the first bounce because you've had some real life so many. Hey, Moons, before we let you go, we're going to wish you the happiest of 40th birthdays for Thursday.
Oh, yeah, thanks very much. Can you really appreciate you telling me how old I am, mate? No, I'm looking forward to it. 40's the new 30, isn't it? So I'm looking forward to it.
Remember, the older you are, the better you were.
Yeah, well, I keep telling my kids that and they don't believe me anymore, so I'm not sure how that's going.
And the young fella are going all right with his cricket. Chuck will be interested in this.
Is he?
Yeah, mate, he made the under-12s Victorian state team. So it was the first Victorian jumper I have in the house, mate. I'm a little bit disappointed with that. But,
bat bowl, has he got the gloves on? What does he do,
Moons? He's a bowler, Chuck. He's a bowler. Okay. I started off a couple of years ago in shorts and thongs, and now I'm fully padded up with helmet, and he's bouncing me the little bugger in the net.
Beautiful.
Well, Moons, we wish him the best of luck with that, the Cats tonight as well. Great to catch up with you, and look forward to seeing you in season 2020 on K-Rock.
Have a great call tonight, guys, and go Cats, eh?
Cam Mooney joining us. Great to talk with the big former hairy cat, the great 21.
The post-match interview.